beginning of a new reel. Miss Daisy's coming up this morning, Thursday the 6th of August 1970. Cool this morning, overcast. After that 3/4 inch rain yesterday, it cooled us off. We'd had hay weather for 10 days. More than hay weather, it's hot. It's the hottest it's been in a year or two. This is Miss Daisy's visit this Thursday morning. We missed on Tuesday. I had to go in to see the doctor. On Thursday morning, the 6th of August, 1970. And the plan in my mind for this visit is that walk from her house after she knocked off work and picked up Miss Dora and went to Boardman to the meeting. Channel 1, right, this new reel, Miss Daisy's visit, this 6th of August, 1970.
Right time, so we do when we can.
That's right. Yeah, I find if I put things off, I'm in bad shape. Yeah. I have to do them right when I think about it.
That's right.
That's a mighty poor system.
Well, we had a nice rain yesterday.
And we did need it.
Yes, sir, we need it. I had somebody saying somebody that been a terrible storm or something in out in Texas and
yeah.
Down like the media said it hit Tampa. So
that's what I heard too. It's way over there in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane and a bad one. And they didn't have much rain on it. They didn't have much water.
Mm.
So they got the wind, but they didn't get flooded, you know. Right there on the coast, don't you know? Like down here at Cedar Key.
Uh-huh.
When that hurricane come in there.
That's
the
right.
The wind was bad, but the worst part of it was the water that blew in. Mm-hmm. Drowns you. Oh, we needed this moisture.
That's right.
Oh, we did. I put out a little fertilizer over there. You know, I made hay last week, and I put out a little fertilizer first thing Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
That was some trucks coming up here. Yeah. Did you hear them trucks?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't see it, but I could hear it.
Faye didn't know that it was coming. I didn't tell her. You know, you'd be expecting things like that. You wake up and think about it during the night. And they got here at 6 o'clock. It was a little before 6 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
It was pitch dark. And the man said he'd get here between 6:30 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir, they roared up there, you know, sound like the army.
Yeah.
And Faye roused and looked out the window and says, "What in the world's that?" And you know, they got over in the place there and were putting out the fertilizer, and they couldn't see where they'd been. It was so dark. I wondered myself how they could see.
Yeah.
And they had to just sit there and mm-hmm. wait for the
light.
For the light mm-hmm. up a little bit. They waited for
it. He was early. He meant to get it done, get it over with.
Well,
they have lots of that to do, don't they?
Yeah. Now, what he did, you see, he had his day's work ahead of him, and he just worked me in. You see, he just stuck me in the first thing, because I was little customer. All he did was send two truckloads up here. The next place he went, you see, he'd be working 2 or 3 hours, something like this. Oh, we did need that moisture, though, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
It was getting dusty?
Getting dusty. Ground getting hard.
Ground getting hard.
It's hard. But it was good this morning.
Yeah. I remember. I remember all the summertime, you know. Kind of what comes to my mind in the summertime, just growing up, young, just walking along those grade roads with the dusty on them and barefooted
Well, I noticed some, and lots of them, now, they go barefooted. They just go anywhere barefooted.
Yeah.
Children and grown ups, too.
Yes. We used to work out in the field, and some of them wore shoes.
Well, they didn't wear shoes so much then.
Didn't wear shoes.
When you was coming on. I know they didn't wear them so much when I was coming on. I'm talking about grown folks. They'd go barefooted, they'd work barefooted.
Yeah, and out there, you see, out there in the field, I can't ever remember the dirt being so hot it'd burn your feet.
Well, I think it's better. I think it keep cool working, and you do sitting still.
Yeah.
I still believe that. I ain't set up down there coaching sweat. If I get out there and get to work, and every once in a while it come a little breeze, it kind of dries the sweat in.
Yeah.
You just sit there. No.
And you know, you can talk all you want to. When you walking along, you do make a breeze.
Yes, sir.
It can be perfect still, and you start walking along, and you'll feel a breeze. Yes, just like on
right. I don't know what I would do if I just had to sit. Just sit. I look at Ben sometimes. He can just sit down on that porch and sleep. Of course, he does a little better now.
Thank you, ma'am. That time you were talking about when you all knocked off work, when you was living up there, what'd you call that, the Clark place?
Where?
Up at the junction.
They used to call it the White Place. It used to belong to some white another, but I never did know him.
Yeah.
And I know that a man from Georgia had bought coming to Cessna or something, walled a black shed. That's what we were doing out here. Come with his OC. We come here with a clock, but blacks are sending clocks back, you see, to farm.
Oh.
But I don't know what become of none of them.
Old Clark was blacks' overseer.
Yes, sir. See?
Oh, yeah.
That's what he would do with it.
Yeah.
He'd get the help. That's it.
Why not?
Well, why not? Why? You see, Mr. Blackshear, he would come down, you see, and check on things, and look over things, see how was it going, if he was going on back Georgia, Jacksonville, or somewhere else.
Yeah.
He was a man just here and there on the road.
He's a money man.
Mm-hmm. But his home was in Georgia.
Well, now, did Mr. Clark, is he the one that got you and Granddaddy?
That's right. He's the one got us here.
Yeah. Well, how did he find you?
How did he find me? Well, see, we had been working with him in Georgia.
Oh,
yeah. See, we farmed with him in Georgia. That's the way he got in with us. See, he already knowed us and knowed of us, and we'd been working with him, and he liked our work, you see. And then he wanted us to come down here with him.
Yeah.
So we did.
And you were young and settled down and had a family.
Me? Oh, I brought my family here.
When he brought you?
Yes, sir. Well, you see, when my children were born, we were working for him.
Yeah, up in Georgia.
When two of them was born, we was working for him. But the last one, we had moved away from him.
What did he do the best?
Hmm?
What did he do the best?
Who?
Mr. Clark.
Well, he worked just like we did. Him and his boys. I think he had five boys. We all worked together.
Mm-hmm. What did he do the best?
Who?
Mr. Clark. What did he know the most about?
Well, he didn't know much more than nobody else about nothing. Well, he ain't know nothing about this truck business much. Well, after he got here, and he got acquainted, you know, and he'd go and talk with different men that were doing this way. That's the way he got his instruction.
Because
he grew cotton and corn, peanuts, sweet potatoes, and watermelons, things like that. That's
uh-huh.
what he growed in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
He didn't know nothing about beans. Well, we'd have a few beans in our garden, you know. That's all he knew.
Yeah.
All these acres and acres of cucumbers and things like that. We didn't have that.
Yeah.
But you see, after he got here, well, then he would talk to different men that had been into it for a long time, so they instructed him, he obeyed. Made some good crops, too.
Uh-huh. Cucumbers,
just
acres of cucumbers.
Squash, all such stuff like that. Fields, acres of them.
Now, you've got a... Is it so that a fella can go along picking cucumbers and then somebody come right after him and find some he missed?
Well, you see, the way you pick them, you'd have a basket, a little basket, some bushel basket, I guess they call it. Well, you just cat basket up the rope. When you get it full, you leave it there and they'd have a man to come and tote them out. We didn't tote them no foot in the row. We just fill that basket. Same way we pick beans. We pick beans, we'd have a basket to pick them in. Some of us would have a bucket. I mostly have a bucket. I pick my crate about half full and I leave it there. Take my bucket and finish filling it and the man come get it. Lots of people.
But on them cucumbers, the experience I had, Miss Daisy, was you take a good picker, somebody working cucumbers,
mm-hmm.
and then go along there, and then somebody else come along behind them, right behind them, and find them.
that they've missed.
Oh, sure. You can't get them all. You can't get them all.
Is that right?
That's right. I ain't seen nobody get them all yet.
Well, you'd think anybody could find cucumbers as big as they are.
But we enjoyed it, though. You know, to be a field full of us out there. I remember when the Richardsons used to farm all this ground back next to the lake. They had lettuce, cucumbers, cabbage, beans, squash. They used to plant a squash here called a Boston squash. Some of them things that grow that big.
A squash?
Squash.
That's more like a pumpkin, wasn't it?
They grow.
I never heard of anything like that.
A Boston squash?
Uh-huh.
Well, the Richardsons used to grow them.
Uh-huh.
They grow something like a pumpkin, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a squash. Ooh, but some of them grow big, like that brown. Some of them grow that long. And now the way we pick them.
That's 2 or 3 foot long, isn't it?
Yes.
Big as a pumpkin.
Now, the way we pick them, when we pick, well, we just go cut them off the vine. Well, the men folks would pick them up and place them. They mostly have a road in that field, like they have in a watermelon field.
Agro.
That's right. So they drive the truck right up that road and fill it like that.
Yeah.
We didn't tote them nowhere.
Yeah. I never even heard of them if they
Boston squash.
Nothing that like that.
Well, they used to grow them right out there on Richardson's farm. Then, when they get through with the field, get all they want, well, then we could go get what they left, as much as we want. So we'd go out there and get them, then mostly go get them. And we didn't have nowhere to put them but up under our house. You see, I had a high porch over there, and we would put them under there. We'd have them there most of the winter.
Oh, yeah. They last that long?
They last that long. And we make pies out of them. I've cut them plenty of time and made pies for Christmas. They make good pies, too. But you don't see no more.
Yeah.
Since they got so many wrenches and all that stuff, they ain't got nowhere to put them. Since they made all the ground into wrenches, why, they ain't got nowhere to plant
nothing. No, they planted grass everywhere.
That's right. They got a little garden at their house. That's all. Well, that's all they need. My goodness, I've seen them sell cars. I've seen 5 of them big old long trucks come up there, that packing house. And they load them there. Cars. 5 of them big long trucks full of cars. I'd pass along there sometime. I'd be coming to work. They'd be there loading.
Mm-hmm.
5 of them. I said, well, that's what I tell myself. Well, you got your year supply. When you go get your check, you won't have to worry.
Do it all at one day.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, it got to where nobody don't want to work on the farm no more. So I tell them. They say, well, they got cows everywhere. I say, you know what? I said, nobody don't want to work on the farm. I said, they had sense enough to start a farm they could work. They sell and make their living. I say the folks don't want to work on farm for money or love or nothing else. I said, so they decided we'll start us a farm we can take care of. And they take care of it too. I said, now they don't need you.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. When you get so hard to please, then.
Mm-hmm. Folks can do without you.
Folks.
You didn't even think they can.
Oh, I like to think of those times though. That was, you see, all them big, the vegetables, big fields of vegetables, see,
mm-hmm.
that really, really
mm-hmm.
plenty of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
You never caught up, did you?
Mm-mm.
Whole country just
that's right.
worked
what?
All the time.
But I tell them this, I said, when everybody, I said, suppose everybody would quit farming and go to town. I said, but when it ain't no farmer, it won't be no town.
That's right.
I said, when it ain't no farmer, it won't be no town.
But see, I kind of forget what we wore back there. What'd you wear out in the field?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we women, we wore dresses out there.
Long dresses.
Long dresses. You know they was wearing them long then. You couldn't. So we wore our dresses down to our instep. That's the way they were wearing.
Yeah.
Our dress and apron. Some of us wore bonnets. Some of us wore hats.
The most straw hats.
Yeah.
But there's all big brim.
Big brim.
Yeah.
But the most of us wore bonnets.
Mm-hmm.
I remember they had those little light straw hats, like you, with a narrow brim, like you might wear
mm-hmm.
when you
but
went
we
to town.
Had them big ones.
But them big ones was heavy, heavy straw.
Yes, it's heavy straw. And then, if you were caught in a rain,
it'd
take a good while to get you wet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With them big ones on them.
And once they got wet, they'd draw up.
That they draw up. They swell.
And then you couldn't get them down on your head.
But them good old days is past.
Them, now that was while you was living up at the junction that,
tell me when we was.
When you went
corn, cotton, and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, when you went down to that, you knocked off work and went down to the meeting.
To
way down to Center Point or McIntosh somewhere.
Me? What? Where? For what?
Went down to the meeting, revival of meeting or something.
Church.
Oh, you go to meeting. That's where they had to go.
Yeah.
That was after I come here. Now, when I was hoeing and doing all this work, well, I was in Georgia then. Well, then when I come here and start doing this work, well, I'd go to Center Point Church and go way down to McIntosh Church.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, I had to walk. And there was no way of riding down here.
Well, did you knock off a little early?
Little early.
Uh-huh.
No, so we had to make the same hours.
We
knock off at, well, we finally, they started knocking us off at 6.
Yes.
But when we first started, we knock off at sundown.
Yeah.
Oh.
We live through it. We'd work out there and go home, and cook supper, take a bath, hit the road if church was going on. Get up the next morning, go into the field. The next evening, if the meeting was going on, we go home, cook supper, take a bath, we're going on to church. come on back.
Now, which way
it was no trouble. I said, we just got used to doing that. But now, I can't do it. But I tell them I don't have a thing to worry about. When I could, I did. Now I can't, and I don't try.
Which way did you come? You'd
straight down that road.
You'd come off and
come down
to the junction to the railroad.
Right from the junction and that road come right on into Edison.
That a dirt road?
That's right. It's dusty, growed up with woods and things. Just a little road come through that.
Well,
but we didn't think about nothing, Bob.
There was more woods in open country.
Oh, it was more woods. It was thicker up there then than it is now. Cause you see, they keep the growth cut back.
Yeah.
Some from the road. Well, they wasn't cutting it then.
No.
Didn't nobody come there to cut it. They didn't work that road through there then.
The road was straight, but you'd curve around in the road, wouldn't you?
That's right.
And nobody lived between you and the junction.
Mm-mm. Nobody lived between me and the junction.
Just woods.
Not those. She lived down by the road between the crossing in Iverston. It used to be a house there where all them, they got it ranch now, and old houses and things out there. They tore down the house, what used to be there. I lived there for a while.
Well, now, on the way down there from the junction, you come by along the railroad there, was it, I don't know. That road's way off from the railroad now. It used to be up closer, I guess.
No, it didn't.
Didn't?
His railway has always been ever since I know.
Yeah. Who was planting along there?
Who was planting?
Uh-huh.
Oh, on that side of the road?
Uh-huh.
Well, Mr. Lon Smith, he used to work there.
He
didn't belong to the Richardsons, and he didn't belong to Thrasher. He belonged to the Smith. Then he used to plant beans all out there. Well, you know, Woodard's place has always been back there where it's at now. I don't guess he sold it.
Mr. Lon Smith, owner, right smart of that long there then?
Yes, sir. He was working it. I rang, he owned it.
And he worked it himself?
Yes.
Squash and all?
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Smith, he plant beans and cucumbers and cabbage. He never fooled squash much. No, he didn't. He planted lettuce, cabbage, cucumbers, and beans. That's the most Mr. Smith planted.
These all early?
Yeah, it was all on this side of the road. I don't remember him working on the right of the road, but he worked on the left of the road all the way from the Hester line clean on down to
clean
the
on down. Goodness, that's a lot, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, some of that is owned by the Woods people now.
Yes, I see so.
Yeah. But they didn't own that then?
No, sir. If they owned it, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I know Smith worked it, but I don't know whether it was his or whose it was. I don't know whether he rented it or how he was doing it.
I never saw him. What sort of looking fellow was he? I never saw him. He died before I saw
him. That's right. I wait for him many a day.
Oh,
really? I remember one time he used to have a store out there in Edgerton in his lifetime. So Mr. Welch, he was living here then. So we picked some beans for him. We done a lot of trading with Mr. Smith. So he paid us in checks, Mr. Will did. So he give us a check and told us to cash to Mr. Smith and get it cash. Well, me and Dora would mostly go together. We get paid off together and well, we had to go to get our money. So we went over to Mr. Smith's store and carried our check. So I handed him mine. He said to me, he said, "This is one of Will Welch's checks. And I don't want nothing to do with him." He said, "Dora, you going?" She said, "Yeah, I got one. That's all he get us. That piece of paper." He said, "Well, I tell you what I'll do." He said, "I'm going to take a chance on it for you and Daisy. But nobody else need to bring me now." I said, "Well, I wouldn't have brought you just if he hadn't told me." He said, "He had no business telling you all that." He said, "I know he know I don't fool with his checks." Me and Dora got, he got it for us. It wasn't, so he come on. Me and Dora come on back. Dora said, "Well, that's his first one, and it'll be his last one." I said, "Sure, his last with me." I said, "It pays me money." I said, I don't why he give us a check. Dora said, "Mr. Smith, he don't know how come he get it to us." I said, "Must be something wrong with his checks." I said, "Well, be wrong or right, he won't have to pull in there nothing for me."
Yeah.
I didn't wait no more for Wells.
Yeah. What kind of fellow was Lon Smith?
I don't know. So what kind of fellow was Smith?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was pretty nice to me. But as I knowed of him, he was all right.
Did he laugh and talk a lot?
He didn't do much talking. He didn't do much laughing. He'd talk at times. Sometimes he wouldn't have nothing to say to you. And sometimes he'd talk pretty good. But he didn't practice talking so much. He'd tell you what he wants you to do and how he wants it done. Well, if he would leave it up to you to do it, well, if you didn't do it just like he wanted, well, then he would tell you about it. Things like that.
Mm-hmm. But he's put nice to work for.
Yes, nice to work for.
Well, Mr. Clark, you had a lot of experience working with him.
That's right.
He's all right.
He was all right. He was nice.
And that's about all you ever worked for then.
Who? Mr. Clark and Mr. Smith?
Smith.
No, I worked for the Richardson. And I worked for Mr. Williams. He lived well across. I know you hear tell of Robert Williams. Where?
That is daddy?
Hmm?
That is daddy?
Old man William was Robert William daddy. He had a place over there then, but I don't know what happened, Mr. Myers. He had a big place over there, but he was sick a long, long time.
Yeah.
So every morning, when I worked over there, and I'd go to the field. Well, the children's was come, his children. Later along, we all worked together, whatever we were doing, if it was horn, meaning the children's was there together, yeah. It was gathering stuff. It was the same way. So he stayed sick. Well, I think he lost everything he had. I felt so sorry for them children. I didn't know what to do. Of course, he worked them. Mr. Martin, he worked them. He didn't do so much work himself, but he'd have it done. So one morning, Robert come to the theater. He said, good morning. Daisy, I said, good morning. I said, you feeling good this morning? He said, no. He said, you can't feel good, Daisy, when you work all day and got to be awake all night. I said, that's bad. And I said, you had to stay awake, Lana. He said, well, somebody has got to rest my mother sometime. I said, that's for sure. I said, how your dad feel this morning? He said, well, he don't feel so good this morning. So that's what he say. I said, well, he may get all right after a while. I said, it takes time, Bob. I said, but he might get all right. He said, Dave, he ain't gonna never get well. I said, don't say that. I said, he, as long as there's life, there's hope. He said, yes, that's well said. He said, but I don't believe he's going to ever get well. And one thing I know, if he get well, he'll never get out of debt. I said, if he get well, Bob, I said, he said, David, he ain't going to never get out of debt. Say, he owes too much. And he owes too many. Do you know, I thought about that and thought about that, how hard them children would. And had the home there, and then he go mortgage it, and when he died, they died out though.
No.
Of course, they stayed in the house a while until the loan got ready for it. And when they got it, they couldn't pay the loan. They had an underpaid bill. He had done got it off. His doctor bills and whatnot. And they ain't had nothing. So Robert, he was courting a girl. She was in college somewhere. And this place where he got, that used to be the McCray place.
Yes.
When Robert married this girl, her daddy, they say she was adopted, but it was her daddy just the same. He put Bob on his feet. Her daddy.
Yeah.
He bought that place. And when he bought that place, Mr. McCray, he had to get out. Francis. He moved over here. That house belonged to Bradley at that time.
Yes.
And they rented it from Mr. Bradley for a long time. And I guess they paid for it a long, long. And Mr. Frank's brother, John, he hoped them. He's hard with, you know, if you try to do something, somebody help you. It may be bad, but somebody help you. Now this girl's daddy, he bought that place, and He put everything there Robert wanted to work with. And of course, I'm done. Mm. And they say he said that was all the need he had for money to help his children do whatever they were trying to do. Mm. Well, now that's the difference in daddies. Robert's daddy didn't try to help them at all. And he was just as mean as he could be.
Oh, he's mean,
too. Ooh, he was so mean. You know, I live right 12 minutes from here, because we was working. Well, I'd go up to their house every morning. Sometimes I hate to go up there. And then when I go there, he had hurt some of them's feelings, or somebody was a crying or something about what the dad had done, or his wife was crying. And well, I say, y'all just have to stop. Because they don't pay him no attention. He can't do nothing but fuss. And when you get tired of him going on, they can't wait for me. I said, that's all I know. You know, when they get sick and crabbed like that, it's just too hard for you to have to wait on them and lift them and do everything for them, and then they fuss at you. I just couldn't stand it. But I think all the children's married and doing, I think they're doing pretty good. I don't see them no more. I see Robert every now and then. But them children went through the rough. I know. I tell you the truth. I didn't know white folk lived like that.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. I know colored folks was mean. But that was tough. This man, I could see. Mm-mm. To his children. He didn't want them girls to take company. And nothing. If anybody come there to see him, he would get on them and blaze them up and say all kind of mean things to him.
Oh, really?
Yes, he would. He didn't want nobody to come there. Yeah. Well, that would hurt their feelings, you see.
Well, he just figured there's no count.
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes one. What folks mean when they do like that. You ain't got nobody to depend on but me. I'm the one got to do what you need to be done. And then every time I look at you fussing and going, I'd let you suffer a while. Uh-huh. I'd do what I think I ought to do and go on somewhere and hide. I just couldn't take it all the time.
Uh-huh. Nobody ought to have to.
Nah.
They ought not to have to.
You ought not to have to, and I just can't take. I don't want nobody fussing at me. No time.
You mean you never had nobody fussing at you, Miss Stacy?
Me?
Yeah.
No, sir, I ain't never had nobody fuss with me much. Me and Ben, we've been there a long time, but the fuss we have, it don't matter nothing.
Yeah.
Not since we've been married. We've had a little misunderstanding, a little argument, something like that, but not much.
Well, I didn't realize all that. That's such a nice place up there. That wasn't the old Williams place where Robert lives now. That's the old McRae place.
Where Robert is, yeah. That's the McRae place.
Yes, but where he is living before with his daddy, mm-hmm. that's a different place.
That's a different place. I don't know who got that place.
How far? But where was that?
Huh? It wasn't far from where he is.
Back over there a little piece?
Yeah, just down the road a little piece from where Bob is now.
There was a road going back in there?
The road go right to it. I don't know who got that place. I don't know who that. If I could ever catch up with Robert, I'd find out.
Yeah.
Who got they plates? But
I don't think anybody's living back in there now. It's just somebody's bought it up and put cows back there.
I don't know. I know one thing. Here's some good land back there.
Yeah.
Nah. There was another old place up there, but I think there's some doctor bought hit. Old Millersham place.
Yeah.
I think they said doctor bought his. Yeah. Well, I don't know whether he bought the old William place too or not.
What did that grow back there, Miss Lady?
Hmm?
You said that's good land. What did it grow?
They used to grow beans and things, cabbage and things back there. But Bob's daddy, he used to farm it back there. I worked with it. Corn, peanuts and things.
Is beans a pretty good crop?
It's a good crop if you can get anything done. Sometimes they sell good and sometimes they don't. Now I pick beans for Woodard Coleman for 20 cents a crate. And he sold them for $8. But that was just luck. That's what they were paying for picking them, 20 cents. Well, they were good in the market. And now plenty of time, they have picked them and didn't know what they wanted. Well, you see, that's the way it goes with a farm. Sometimes you have a lucky day, would have lots of unlucky ones before he get lucky.
Yeah. Well, just on raising the beans, is it much work to it?
No. It ain't so much work. Well, they just plant them, you see. Plant them. Keep the grass out of them. Like
that.
You don't have to hoe them.
You don't hoe
nothing like that.
All you do then, just pick them.
Pick them. All we do is pick them. They plant them, they work them, they grow them, and then when they get ready to gather, we help gather them.
Yeah. So the mule did most of the work.
Hmm? You see, they used to plow a little bit. Now they don't need no mule.
Yeah.
They don't plow none. Tractor plow.
Yeah.
One man will do much as four. In a day.
Yeah, easy. Now, when you come on down that road over yonder, Mr. Lon Smith was over on the far side, east side.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any planting on this railroad side?
On the railroad side? But I don't know just who planted that. It seemed to me like the woods was farming that side then. Yeah, that's who was farming. I think the Woods, you see, old man Woods, he used to do pretty good farming.
Yeah.
In his lifetime. But his boys ain't came about it. Now, old man Fred's son Freddy, now he love it. He lucky too. He makes money. But his daddy, he never farmed nothing. As I know, I would come here if that boy hadn't come home. Farm with him. So I think him and his daddy kind of in together. Boy do the working, daddy do the bossing.
Daddy don't get out there and work.
Oh, I don't think he can leave the stove for nothing. He has to stay in the stove.
Yeah.
Miss Jane and Freddy's wife, when they give him cucumbers and squash and things like that, they work in that old packing house out there.
Yeah.
Eggplants and things, they wash them and pack them. I don't never see Mr. Fred doing nothing. what Dennis doing. He thinks he's working himself to death, and he ain't doing nothing.
He thinks he's working then?
Ooh, he's working so hard. That's what he tells me sometimes. Sometimes I go in there. I said, well, how are you this morning, Mr.? Oh, days I'm just about worked to death. I said, doing what? All this work here to doing nobody to help me. I said, well, it's all your work and you do it in your own time. I said, what you get done is done, and that you don't get done, that's yours undone. I said, don't work yourself so hard. Take your time. You laugh.
Did you tell him that? Mm. But now, I was thinking about when you was up there on that place with Mr. Clark, and you would knock off about 6 o'clock, or a little later maybe. Now, would you just light out by yourself and go down to the meeting?
No. You see, Dora, she lived down side road. Well, I'd go down there and get with her and me and her go. Sometimes she had a sister. She would go sometimes, Ben would go with us, but not so often. He didn't like that walk, but he would go with us sometimes. You see, Dora, she had some big boys. Gone, boys, just about gone. Well, we'd take one or two of them boys, we'd go on.
Oh.
That's the way we did.
So,
the
time you got there, you'd have a regular party.
That's right.
Did you have to walk back by yourself at night?
No, you know the way we do that? Dora and her boys, they'd carry me home. And then they'd come back home. When Ben didn't go with me, her and her boys, they'd carry me home. And then they'd come back home. But when Ben, whenever we could get him to go with us, well, then we'd get to her house and me and him going home, and she'd stay home.
Did Granddaddy like to sit on the porch then?
Mm-hmm. Always did. Love a porch.
Miss Dora, she like you, she's ready to go. Would you all just get about all the time?
Yeah.
Always ready to go somewhere.
Well, we're ready to go somewhere. If she knowed somewhere to go, well, and she'd make man, I said, David, let's go sit in such a place, sit in such a time. I said, all right. I said, what time you going? Well, we'll go about sit in such a time. I said, I'll be there. We get together and go home.
Now, such as?
Mm-hmm. Me and Dora, we used to walk, and we'd walk to church every Sunday. Well, it didn't look like it was as hard as it is now.
No.
But I guess it was.
No.
But I just didn't think much about it. I wanted to go and I just went on and I didn't think about what I was going through. It didn't seem like it was hard.
Well, you was out there creating a breeze, you see what?
That's right. Ooh. That's right.
Now, I'll tell you one thing, Miss Daisy. When you got inside the church, well, the air couldn't hit you.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot in there, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was hot in there, but they had no air conditioning. Just had fans, and you'd fan yourself.
These other bigger fans?
Like that.
Where'd y'all go? Where else did y'all go, you and Miss Dora?
When? After church? We didn't hardly go nowhere much for church or to picnic or something other for the children, you know, sometime on a Saturday. school might have a picnic for the children or something. Mm-hmm. Or have a little party of some kind for the children where we'd go and take our children's lunch, mostly to the schoolhouse or somewhere at a good shady place in the woods like.
Where was your schoolhouse?
What's that?
Where was your schoolhouse?
Schoolhouse? It was down here, the bowling one. That's where our children went to school at. Down there in Magnus. You know where that schoolhouse was down there?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, well, that's where our children went to school.
Oh, yeah.
But, somebody bought it.
Yeah.
And they tell me they done sold it.
And that was a nice shady place then?
Well, it just a little shade there. It ain't never been so much shade there, but they were mostly serving inside of the schoolhouse, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they got the shade there. Yeah, them little old trees, they had some benches out there under them little old trees. Well, many as could or wanted, they got under that, sit down on the benches. But folks that had children, and they had to see after the children. You see, we'd have to help the teacher arrange for the children.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what we did.
And then the rest of you could go inside.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh my! I walked a many mile in that old high.
That's the way for the little schooling. Oh hey, that's somebody.
Yes. Now he nice.
Don't get impatient. He had to go out here with this fella about this grass. And, well, we try to imagine sometimes how it was when you first came and that road was not paved down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't paved when we came here.
No.
It hadn't been paved too long, has it?
Sure hasn't.
I just thought of that.
No, sir. That was a sand road. Dirt road. How long have y'all been there?
Well, let's see. We've been here about 8 years. Now on those Sundays, lots of times you'd spend the day at church, wouldn't you?
Yes, ma'am. You see, when we walked from Wilk there,
uh-huh.
Well, after church, we would mostly carry our own lunch. And we would go to some of the neighbor's house. You see, we had some friends around, close around the church. Well, we'd go there. And we'd eat our lunch. And then we'd visit with them till church time. And then we'd go back to church. And when church was out that night. Then we go home. And we wasn't hungry, because we had our food with us.
Now you'd have a morning service?
Yes, we'd have morning service, and then they'd have 3 o'clock service, and night. They close it out at night. But you see, they would start early and turn out of it. So you wouldn't be late getting home.
Mm-hmm. Now that didn't happen every Sunday.
No, ma'am. Uh-huh. That didn't happen every Sunday. That was every other Sunday.
So you just spend the day?
Yes. Well, I had my mother here with me part of the time. Well, I get up in the morning and I cook for Sunday at home all day. I'd cook and leave enough food there so her and the children could eat when they got ready. And Ben, if he were there. Well, they didn't have to worry about cooking. Of course, I'd cook it myself. And if they eat, my mama wasn't going to miss washing them dishes. Oh, so she's going to wash them.
Well, that was good to have your mother there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She meant much to me. Because
mm-hmm.
if I wanted to go anywhere and she was there. See, my children were small.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she stayed right there with them. Well, if she wanted to go somewhere, I stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
With them.
That was better than having to hire a babysitter.
Yes, ma'am. No, I sat with mine myself. No, sir, I didn't work. Well, I would have to have somebody to care for my children. I wouldn't have a job that I couldn't take care of my children.
Yeah. That
no, when I was working in the field before my children got big enough to leave. Well, see, I had my mom with me and my aunt. So my children still stay home.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to her.
Oh, you had your aunt with you?
Yes, ma'am. I had my mama and her sister with me a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Long time.
Well, that gave them a home, too.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I guess those sand roads get dusty all right, but somehow or another I like them.
What?
Those old sand roads.
Uh-huh. You know, they get dusty all right, but where you've been used to them, it comes natural.
Mm-hmm.
To look at them, I like to go sand roads sometimes, right,
course,
through the woods.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, cars are bad on sand roads, but if before you had so many cars, it was...
That's right. They come by the house, you know, sometimes. Just the folk. You can't see... Before it rained, you couldn't see the car hardly
uh-huh.
when it passed. uh-huh. for the dust. Dust uh-huh. in front and dust behind. Uh-huh. Come right in on your porch. And folks, no, some folks, they don't try to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
They get in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Look like when they get right against your house.
Miss Daisy, people who work in a field, worked in a field, it must be, they, it's pretty, isn't it? When you see a long row of...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting.
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody's life.